Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Unidos, inclusivity for a stronger nation. That's the theme of this year's National Hispanic Heritage Month. The celebration of culture, identity, belonging, and inclusion kicked off last week and runs through October 15th. Now, if you wonder why it starts in the middle of September, there is a good reason. On September 15th, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala all celebrate their independence anniversary. On the 16th, Mexico does, followed by Chile on the 18th. And on October 12th, another important date is Dia de la Raza, or Columbus Day. Originally a week-long celebration first adopted by President Lyndon Johnson, years later, President Ronald Reagan extended Hispanic Heritage to an entire month back in 1988. And here in Sacramento, there was a big kickoff event at the state capitol highlighting contributions of the Hispanic community and all that they've done for California, including the sacrifices during the pandemic. And there are many more across the region. Joining us today is Kathy Rodriguez Aguirre, who leads the Sacramento Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Foundation Board. Good morning. Thanks for making the trip.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, so throughout California, but really with a Sacramento lens, what makes being or what makes Hispanic Heritage special for you and your colleagues?
Well, so much, actually, to be honest. I always tell people
a loaded question.
It's a loaded question. I always tell people that when you're, you know, Latina, Latino, it's like every day we're celebrating, you know, being who we are. But during this month in particular, it gives us an extra opportunity just to elevate it just that much more and really talk about the contributions and accomplishments that are happening with our Latino and Latina-owned businesses, as well, you know, with the community throughout.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm from Los Angeles. So I just loved growing up and having, you know, I mean, I'm Mexican, but having friends who are Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. Nicaraguan, Guatemalan, you know, the list goes on and on. Many of us are mixed race.
Yes.
So like, you know, como un mezcla, so which is even more beautiful. So but this is really, as you indicate, a time to pause and really reflect on contributions. How would you like us to pause during Hispanic Heritage Month?
I would like really for people to realize, just you said, how diverse our culture is, you know, based on just the different countries that we represent, the different industries that we're in, the different contributions that we're making on a daily basis. There's so much. And what I really like for our younger generation to know is to realize, you know, Latinos have always been here and that now we're hitting first, second, and third generations. So we are here. And so the accomplishments that we make are part of the fabric of our community. And so it's that sense of belonging that sometimes doesn't always feel that way because it feels like maybe you're always just starting out or just coming, or maybe that's the perception that people have of our community. But the reality is there's a strong foundation here. When we look at our businesses, we have many that are multi-generational. And, you know, when we look at the accomplishments that we see in our artist community, our community at large, when you're looking at bringing the heritage and really talking about that, it's because we want to make sure that our younger folks understand that this is where you came from, but your path can be anything mm-hmm. because you're here.
Given that you're with the Sacramento Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, with a business lens, talk to us about the impact this community has had on the Sacramento region, both culturally and economically.
When you look at our small businesses, especially in our diverse corridors, what's really important for people to realize is how many of them are anchors in those neighborhoods. When you look at the past recession and this pandemic that we're still trying to muddle through, what you'll see is a lot of those businesses stayed open. They had to pivot. They needed, you know, to do things maybe a little differently, but they were still serving those neighborhoods. So when I look at that, I think, wow, if we intentionally invest here, what could that look like? And we're starting to see that others are having that same question and answering that. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, when you look at Northgate, you look at Northgate, it's this thriving, you know, Latino community. A lot of people don't realize there's 62% within that area that are Latino. And you look at these businesses there, and they have continued, you know, to grow. So Algo Bueno is a good example. So they opened there. They had a successful catering business for 7 years. They now have a brick and mortar. The reason I bring this up is that with Councilmember Harris, there was city council allocated $5 million to that area of investment. So now there's some real investment and time in there where people can really decide, what do we want this to look like? How do we build up our businesses? And it's not just for the neighborhoods, but because they want to invite others mm-hmm. to come here, come and see what we have because we want to celebrate it with you.
Given that this month's theme is, or this year's theme is Unidos, mm-hmm. which is inclusivity for a stronger nation. I mean, this follows a couple years where, you know, we're business owners, including the Latino businesses, as you indicated, you know, when a lot of us were at home, they really stepped up, they made sacrifices, especially at the onset of the pandemic. Does that take on a different meaning for you or a deeper meaning for you, this theme, inclusivity for a stronger nation?
Yeah, it's interesting because for us during pandemic, our thing was Junto Sacramento, so together Sacramento. So we're right in line with Unidos and really coming together to make sure that we are working together, that we're helping each other out, and really that it helped the entire region. So we've all seen essential workers, a lot of them came from the Latino community. Our small businesses, a lot of them, you know, had to stay open. And so they had to find ways to make sure they were serving the neighborhoods and the communities where they're at. When you look at this recovery, you're seeing it coming from this community. You said, you know what? We actually did okay through this, so we know we can do more. So we've seen a lot of growth through a lot of the businesses that went through our programs. So many of them right now are, like everyone, trying to hire more employees. But we're looking at people who are going from food truck to adding brick and mortar, for people who are looking for second and third locations, for people that had an idea who are just starting a business. So when we look at it, we feel like there's a sense of resiliency that, you know, together, unidos, united, we really, you know, came to a place where we realized as long as we support one another and provide the resources that anything is possible.
What are the challenges that remain for Latino Hispanic entrepreneurs across Sacramento?
It's really that access and opportunity. So when we look at the Chamber of Commerce, those are two words that I use often, because the reality is in order for anyone to be successful, they need to have access to opportunity. And so what people, we've heard that phrase, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
So we take very seriously that our job is to make sure that we're constantly providing that education, telling people about these opportunities and helping them get there. So we have a lot of partners that we work with, and they've been fantastic. So when we talk about Unidos, we're also talking outside of the Latino community. So for example, we have another business, Gondo Fusion, that went through our two of our programs, Emprende and Level Up, which is a program we do with Sacramento State. And they just actually signed a lease over here at Inline to use one of the ghost kitchens. Well, in doing that, it's because they went through the program at Sacramento State, found out a different innovative way to be able to expand their business, and have signed up for that. We have another one out in Northgate again, Cheetos Restaurant, who went through our program, was able to apply to be in the Midtown Market, received a $10,000 grant to be one of the businesses there. Those are partners who are saying, let's help you grow your community too. So it takes all of us. When you talk about Unidos, we're talking about everyone really united in order to help our business community.
Yeah, embracing what a community is and mm-hmm. the diversity within it. Businesses, especially we're talking about small businesses here, mm-hmm. have been so hard hit, you know, in the last 2 to 3 years of the pandemic. What are the challenges that still remain?
Again, you know, it's access to opportunity. It's also within us realizing that there's a value to what we have. So when I talk to our own Latino businesses, is realizing, know your worth, know your value. Mm-hmm. So during Hispanic Heritage Month, when we talk about elevating it, you'll see a lot, you know, including ourselves, like, you know, saying, support our small businesses. Here's where you can go, really talk about them and make sure that you're utilizing their services and spending your money there, right? We all talk about that for our small businesses. But for them, it's also, you know, understanding that you have a value and what you're providing is important. So just there's this idea sometimes that something's ethnic, you know, whether it's Latino or any other diverse community, that it should be worth less. And I'm here to say that it's not. Like, mm-hmm. there's a strong value in that. So we want to make sure that our Latino businesses own that. And, you know, that's what's going to help them grow, too. So some of the obstacles are a little bit internal. Some of them are external, but we're certainly here to help them, you know, with whatever that might be.
Yeah. I mean, when talking about the Chamber of Commerce, I mean, we're talking about the business community, but it doesn't just exist in a vacuum because it's mm-hmm. part of the community. And there are some big issues that have been taking place just in recent weeks mm-hmm. in California, as well as nationally. We had UFW going yeah. on a 335-mile pilgrimage to the yes. state capitol. You have Hurricane Fiona devastating Puerto Rico on almost the 5-year anniversary of Hurricane yeah. Maria. Puerto Rico is without power, and it is just frustrating when you see the images, because the same parallels are happening in terms of lack of services and lack of support when compared to Hurricane Maria. Then you also have Republican leaders, notably Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard. There were some reportedly that arrived here yes. in Sacramento. How are you talking about this within the chamber?
With honesty, you know, I'm going to start there because these are frustrating situations, you know, for all of us when we see it. And, you know, we're here to say that one, I'm going to start with the one, you know, we're seeing our migrants. There were some that came here from Venezuela that got bused here to Sacramento. And we're fortunate that there is some key organizations that have stepped up that are working hard to make sure they're taken care of. And, you know, we're here to, you know, amplify that voice, but also, you know, to share it too that, you know, this isn't right. We are talking about human beings. So if you think about yourself, if you went somewhere and someone told you, hey, here's a really great opportunity, get on this bus here, and then you got there and realized that's not what it is at all, is it fair to be tricking people in this way? At what point are we not supposed to be just humane about how we're treating people? So there is that. We look at the UFW march and we think there's so much progress that has been made, and yet there's so much more that needs to happen. And so, you know, so why we're still here, you know, championing for the same rights. So many people feel you must already have that. And I want to clarify something, too, because sometimes with the UFW, I read this a lot where people thought, oh, they're championing because they want voting rights, voting rights. And people confused it with like the right to vote when really, no, they're just trying to champion for the right to come together and unionize, which is completely different. And they're trying to take care of, you know, their own rights as workers. And we should be supportive of that. Again, these are people that during pandemic continue to work and in very harsh circumstances and sometimes didn't have access again to the same opportunities we did for things like PPE that we needed. It came late. And so shouldn't we all think, hey, this is where our food comes from. We all want to take care of that. I think we also need to realize when in the Latino community, anything that happens there, it's happening to all of us. And there's this myth out there that it's when it's something's happening, it's only happening there. So we, for whatever reason now in our world, it shouldn't matter as much. But that's not the case. When you look at the Latino community, it is still the fastest growing demographic. In the report that we did, a Hispanic Economic Report that we released as a chamber in 2021, under 18 in the Sacramento region, 96% are U.S. citizens. So when you look at that, realize the tides are turning. And so this is where your investment needs to be for your future workforce, for your future entrepreneurs, your small business owners, your policymakers. They're all coming here. So I think it's time that we learn that if we don't work all together, then we're not all going to prosper together. And so during Hispanic Heritage Month, which is so diverse in everything, as you shared, all the countries that are celebrated. But I get the opportunity to talk about things that actually unite us, which is business and the economy. And we can all come together in looking at that and thinking that if we all want to prosper, how are we going to do that? Then we need to look here.
Well, on that note, Kathy Rodriguez Aguirre leads the Sacramento Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Foundation Board. Thank you for the time.
Thanks.
That is it for Insight today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.